remember I was in Bible college, and they had a class called How to Start a New Testament Church. Now, I never took that class. You can probably tell by my methods. I never took that class. Okay, for some reason, it just things kept not, and I wanted to take it, obviously. You know, that's what I was going to be doing. But for some reason, it just never worked out for me to take that class. Well, one day I was sitting in chapel, and my friend was sitting next to me, and he was taking that class. And I said, hey, let me see your notes from that class. And he handed me over the notebook, and I looked at his notes, and I looked at the notes, and I was like, they're trying to make it sound impossible or something. I mean, I read it. They're like, this is what you have to do 6 months before. This is what you have to do 5 months before, 4 months before, 3 months before. You must have all these different accoutrements. You got to have a building. You got to have chairs. You got to have songbooks. You got to have visitor cards. You got to have offering plates. You got to have your pulpit. You have to have a glossy, colorful brochure. They said, the literature, the brochure is going to cost you about $1,200. You need $1,200 to buy your first set of tracts, they said, you know, because it's got to be shiny, glossy, it's got to have your picture, and it's got to have a bunch of pictures of strangers on it. You know, these invitations have, like, just this generic family that's, like, put on there that doesn't even go to the church, you know. You got to have this, and they're showing us the exam. Then I'm looking through the notes, and I'm reading this, and I said, this sounds hard. This sounds like nobody could do this. If you know what it sounds like, you're going to need somebody else to, like, do all this for you. Sounds like you're going to have to raise all kinds of money. You're going to have to go on some kind of a telethon or something and have people donating money to you. And I think that part of the reason why people try to make it so difficult is because they try to scare these kids, these young guys, and they try to scare even older guys into thinking that they can't do it without big, bad Bible college's help. Mr. Bible College Fundamental Pope is going to have to make sure that all this works out for them, because this is way too big of a task for them, especially financially. But I took that same guy later on after I started the church. I called him up on the phone, and I explained to him how I started this church and how it cost me $100 to start this church. I said, listen to me. And some people just haven't thought these things through. And that's why I'm teaching this, and that's why I'm explaining this. But I told him, I said, well, I spent $100, you know, bought some chairs, bought some songbooks. And I went down and just Xeroxed off a bunch of invitations, you know. They weren't glossy. No, they weren't laminated. You know what they were? They were just paper. Yellow, canary yellow paper with black ink on it. Okay? And that's what I had in my hand. I had my El Cheapo Bible that cost me like $5 in my hand. And I went out knocking doors and beating the doors. And guess what? Amazing thing happened 3 days after I moved into town. On that Sunday morning, all these visitors came to church. Obviously, none of them are tithing. You know, these are brand new converts, brand new believers. You know, there's probably like $10 in the plate. But it's amazing. Because I work a full-time job, okay, I reach into my pocket, you know, and I gave my 10%. Because now I'm the pastor of the church. This is Faithful Word Baptist Church. And so guess what? I'm putting my money in. So I took out my own tithe. And I figured out that, you know what, my own tithe was like several hundred dollars a month. Okay? So I figured out, oh, wow. Even if nobody comes, even if nobody's putting any money in, but I don't care. I don't need any money because my tithe pays the whole thing. This is all I need. And what did I do? I bought more chairs with that first money that I put in the plate the first Sunday. I bought more chairs. I bought more songbooks. I bought more invitations. I paid Uncle Sam, you know, for the incorporation, articles of incorporation, all this taxation on churches, you know. I paid Uncle Sam with some of the money. And the next Sunday, boom, sure enough. The greatest giver in the church, you know, the big tither, me, okay, you know, right? Put it in and then spend it the next day. It was amazing how that works. And I told this to this guy, this young preacher. And he said, you know what, that's the most amazing thing I've ever heard in my life. He said, I've never even thought of that. I've never even heard of that. He said, that's cool, you know. He's like, wow, there's the money that you need to do it. I said, exactly. I said, how much money does it cost for you to preach the gospel? How much money does it cost to knock a door? How much money did we spend on soul winning this afternoon, knocking doors? We didn't spend any money. I found a penny on the ground. Okay? Hey, it didn't cost. I'm always finding money in that neighborhood. People are real loose with their money in that neighborhood. But hey, I'm not spending a dime out to do that. Nothing in the Bible about starting a church costs any money. You say, well, what about the building? How are you going to do a building? Hey, look, this is the building.